question was, there's going to be part of that, if not all of it, that we're going to need to put somewhere.
Yeah.
All right, I'm with you. I'm going to be a minute here with you.
Are you anticipating the year that one drink that though?
Sure, well. Good big swan.
How are you, sir?
Well, I know.
Here comes the other.
If you don't have an idea of percentage on it or anything, you're not going to get it all correct. If that's the way I understood you the other day. Do you want us to put it? And I guess I would talk with Jim when he put that in the other expense, because I don't know how an anticipated revenue or an anticipated expense, and we have no idea what it is, could go anywhere but maybe in the other line revenue.
That's totally up to you all how you want to handle that.
But what do you think?
Jimmy's not as expensive.
Well, I know that, but what I'm saying is we're going to have to budget for it. So if you can't put it in the budget line, you have to put it in the other line. That's what I'm saying.
Daniel, and then budget for something, we don't have to spend it, so we can put it in Jimmy's account.
Yeah.
His budget would be fine to hold it, and he won't spend it if it's not
there. Yeah, but maybe I'm not getting my point across. He's not sure that he's going to fulfill every need of it, and he's already told them that we're going to pay them unless they got it working to satisfaction. But if they get part of it and expect some pay, and we've got it in his line, then the monies that are expended to save in his line could be put in the other budget, which could be of some use for some other emergency. You see what I'm saying?
I mean, you've got an emergency fund, a contingency fund, if you don't spend our, almost every year we have something.
Actually, this that we're holding right now was due in August. And we'll have another one due this following August.
Talking about $180,000.
No. Talking about $49,015.
That's our slice that he said. Okay.
Where did I get my numbers? Is something you
That's
mentioned?
The total with all the entities paying. Forsyth paying, Branson paying,
okay.
Hollis paying.
All right, that's where I got the number in my head.
Yeah.
On that.
Yeah.
I see. Well, it's not as much of a concern to me to go ahead and put it in the budget line then. I was thinking, of course,
yeah, and like I said, what we're holding now was actually out of this budget.
Right.
You know, it was due in August. Mm-hmm. We had went back to them and
I think you issued some concerns to them or pulling.
We had some concerns back in the spring. Mm-hmm. So they put it off until this August to be due. But we'll have another one that's going to be due next August,
right.
August 2013.
Okay. And obviously the total cost is $73,297.
Sorry.
The total cost for us is $73,297. That's what you got in there.
County share?
$003. Your maintenance rate.
The total. Yeah, I've got that total. On my explanation here, the figures we had from the contract was $62,066 for it, but we didn't get all the modules and stuff that everybody else had gotten what they had bid as we, because there's a lot of them that we told them we didn't need. So that knocked it down to $49,015. So from the 73,297, we can take off $13,000 off of that and bring that number down to $60,000. Because there's more maintenance agreements in there than just the Cody. We've got the tower for the repeater, and we've got the copy machines in there too, and I don't know what's occurring with that part of it. So and then of course we agree with the other agreements we've had all through the process.
Right.
You want to take the other line, run by line?
Well, we're looking at if in fact I've done this right, if I ever haven't. When we take what was approved in 2012, we add to that the increase for 2013.
Are you back on salaries?
I'm on the entire
total.
Okay. If I did that right, we're looking at $370,000. That's Rick, what I've come to is taking the total amount that was approved for general county revenue in 2012, adding to this the increase that was set up, at least for the time being, come up with $1,859,972.76.
That's right. Yes.
Okay, all right. We are.
That's the number they would like for you to get to. If you want to, so you want to back that down. I don't know what you want me to do that, but $1,859,972.76.
That's the total plus the expenses, and like I said, we've got this CODI system, we've got a lot of things that we paid last year out of other revenues that are not there. We have nowhere to cut it other than we've got people. To get to that number if we pay those bills. There's just no pay the bills.
Well, as far as the CODI, that was how much? 73?
The total is actually going to be, say, $60,297. It was $73,297.
That's CODI. As far as I'm concerned, when we reach that point and they provide it where we say it to go, we owe it.
Correct.
But here's our problem. We can't put it into the budget because we can't pay for it out of the monies we've got. But we do have an emergency fund. And there are some things that I think that we're going to have to place somewhere to come up with the money to balance the budget. Whether it's in this department, and of course the biggest department's going to be Jim's two that he oversees, this department and the jail budget, then the next would be prosecutor there, and then GCR.
When you call it that, we had this discussion when you were out.
Go ahead.
I said that we owe the money. If it comes in August, Jim said that they didn't pay last August, and then the new one is for August and Bill. And
I got you.
So we placed that in other, because we have it in an emergency basis.
That's exactly what I just said. So
I agree
with you.
That's where I was going with it. And I don't see any problem with that, but I'm just voicing my opinion on where it should go. But I thought it was, and I had it wrong, because I thought it was, when we were talking, it was $180,000, and that's where I had the mistake that I had made. But I can't see that we can replace it in other and put it under that expenditure, CODI line expenditure.
So you can do it whatever you want to. The reason we divide it up into departments is to get an idea of what we're actually spending for the sheriff's department. And because of that, I like to have it. So, I mean, I can do whatever you guys want.
That's great, but law requires that you have a minimum of 3% of our funds in an emergency fund. So there's no way around putting any less than that, because that's what the law says.
And we'll do that.
So we're going to put it there. My point is, if we're going to build a budget, we can just, in order to balance a budget, we have to account for the funding somewhere. We can't do it in both.
That's basically the budget part of the emergency fund.
Well, we know if it comes up, we're going to spend it. And that's, in my mind, where it will be. If the courthouse burns down, then we've got an even bigger emergency. We're going to have to make sure that it gets rebuilt, but primarily out of the insurance. But
so
I'm just saying, Rick,
I'm understanding.
We need to take, if we're going to hit what we're telling every officer, we need to find $370,000 that's in his requests. I know the gentleman out of his way to last year fund things that he wanted that we couldn't pay for, and he did. We're showing another $150,000 in automobile purchase this year.
Which can be cut. We've found a cheaper alternative for van parts, so we can cut that about $35,000.
Can you, all right.
Yes.
If you cut that $35,000, what we just put in emergency, we're down to finding $275,000 more. That's the hard side of that.
But are we in agreement we're going to move that to the emergency fund or what we call other, or we have emergency fund and other?
Yeah, but we've got our other fund cut down to. Yes. Yes, we're going to move the Cody funding over there. If it comes in, we're going to pay it then.
That's what I want to do.
And
because we have to.
How much did you take out there?
Well, I took out $60,297.
Well, that get this last August and this that we didn't spend, and this August came in June.
No, but that'll just be the 1 year. So there'll be another one in August.
There'll be another. The $60,000.
Another $49,000.
On top of the 60?
Mm-hmm. But what we're holding off, that's what we talked about earlier. What we're holding off on paying right now was due in August of 2012.
So there's another 49 that's included in this budget request here?
Well, my 49,000 in the budget request, of course, this was set up before all this happened. You had already agreed to take it out of this year's emergency funds. And so what this is for next August, this 49,000.
So
you're saying that we owe 60,297 today?
No, we owe 49,015 today. The 60,000 includes the tower, the copy machines, the mules lines, and leaves, and dish, and ADT, and everything. All that's a total maintenance agreement.
Now let's back up. We have $49,000 in the 2012 budget that we haven't paid yet.
Yes.
Give me an invoice. It's 2012.
No.
We've got it.
That's what we're holding off on to see if they get it corrected.
Oh, okay. Here's my dilemma. I can't hold the check past December 31st. It's no good. Mm-hmm.
So you're going into another budget.
Yeah. I can't roll it over because we're in a new fishbowl of monies that we're trying to prioritize. Now, I mean, we can work together to try to do that.
So do you want to go ahead and pay that before they make the fixes? Or?
No. I'll cut the check, put it in your hands. You just not hand it out. Is that what we're...
No, I think that's not what I want to do.
You tell me what you want to do, Danny. He's got a $60,000 expenditure that's for work that they're supposed to do in 2012, and they haven't got it done.
Yeah. And I don't want to cut a check until it's done.
But then how do you intend to pay for it next year?
Pay for it out of a line that's in the other to pay for the August also.
Okay.
Roll it over.
Okay.
I'm just saying there's so many dollars to use that we're going to budget. I'm all for it, Dan.
Jim,
if we've got money left over in the other, let me ask you this. If there's money left over in the other line this year, where does it go?
To the new melted pot for next year.
Yeah. Okay. That's the reason I want to put it there. We're trying to reach a budget number.
Well, my point is, then, I'll tell you where it's going. It's going to fund this budget request that you're asking for this year, up to $1,859,592.76 that we've all agreed to. We're still $4,600,000 short at that figure. At that figure, which is last year's approval plus all the salary increases that were in the Sheriff's Department. Same thing's true in the jail budget, prosecutor's budget, our budget, everybody's budget. What yeah. you're saying is you'd like to commit that you're going to pay these two next year, Jim says, but we have to line item it somewhere.
Yes.
My point is, put it somewhere that if it's a necessity, like out of the emergency fund, that we can have it there because we're required to put monies there.
Yes.
And then we could then spend it if we need to do.
Yes.
So we're not talking about 60,297. We're talking about 100.
100-some thousand.
$49,015.59 times two, to be exact.
What happened to the $60,297?
That's all the other maintenance agreements also added in there. That's my total maintenance agreements line. That's what I was saying. That includes the power agreement, the coffee machines, the mules, the leads, and AED.
Okay, give me the two codes again.
49,015.59.
Okay. Time out. Because in the copy machines and stuff, aren't we going to line item that all up?
I haven't been told.
Well, I mean, I'm asking a question.
Well, we got an email from IT the other day that didn't know anything about, but that we're not supposed to purchase anything else. We're going to supply things through something different. It's kind of a...
Where's your request on your copy machine?
Your stuff you had there. Thank you very much. Tell them if they were looking to request some of that. I would guess that's what it was.
Yeah, they said not to buy any toners or the ink cartridges or anything. Contact them and they would replace them.
What we're doing is entering into a maintenance agreement with one of our existing vendors who will supply us cartridges or toner and the maintenance contract of the copiers that we have cheaper than what we can do just the toner for. So we are working on a deal where we're entering into an agreement. So I don't know what the emails that you received said. What I would suggest is have Linda talk to Mark and say, here's what I've got, what's it going to cost me? It should say it's around 30% overall operationally. If you need a piece of equipment, we have good negotiated prices, and we can find you a machine, buy it like normal, but it'll go into the maintenance contract so we can save money on the maintenance. That's what it should be.
And that's the reason I asked.
Yeah, I don't know what was said, but I would just suggest having Linda talk to him about it directly. That's what, in a nutshell, that's what we've negotiated.
Okay.
Probably to give an old accurate number, I'm thinking probably you take out the differences in salaries also.
Yeah. Okay. You're right. And there was a request for additional personnel, too, right?
On the request.
Okay, if I do this, and I start here. Do you want to talk to these gentlemen about the personnel request?
Oh, okay. I put in for two additional dispatchers, one for security, and one investigator. The dispatchers, we can probably tell you, we're spending anywhere from 80 to 100 hours every pay period in overtime, trying to cover for sick time and everything. It's just, I mean, there's a stretch to the absolute limit in there. It's just a very drastic need that we have to get put two dispatchers in there. Of course, the courts.
You're still covered with deputies, right? The security of the courtroom?
I've got two of my road deputies. I had four deputies on the road today. I've got two of them in court and two of them on the road. So it's stretching us real thin on that. The judge, any more, any time that they want And then we have prisoners in the courtroom. We have to put two officers in there.
Okay.
So if I've got prisoners in three courtrooms, I took up my entire court security staff. We're running normally three courtrooms all the time, most of the time four. With the grand jury, we're running four all the time when they're here.
How long is it?
They'll be done January 15th.
Okay.
But then we're bringing in visiting judges all the time when they're not here.
Okay.
So.
By the way, on the grand jury, is there where was that budgeted?
They're being paid. Those people on there are being paid for the courts. Same place as all the other jurors are being paid for.
Well, my assumption is it was ordered by the prosecuting attorney and requested by the prosecuting attorney, and then it ought to come through the prosecuting attorney. No?
I'm not familiar with any kind of thing that makes sense to
me. I would think it would. I don't know.
Since you didn't have a budget, I think we need to take a hard look at the budget personally. Sure. Either that or the court system. One of them, it's got to be. Because we're looking at just the court reporter on a monthly basis is like $2,400. Just the person that.
You know what department you're pulling out of, Rick?
I'm almost positive it's coming out of the courts, which let me see which one that is. I think it's
well, we need to know because the
jurors.
They only had X amount of dollars in their budget when they reached the limit.
I'll have a new number. Do you have a yellow sheet on that?
111. There's a petition procedure for the debate on the book. We'll need to talk about that. Needs to be presented for $36,000. There's a problem.
I just think we'll know what we
in
the
extra court reporters. I think it's chapter.
Where are we at, Matt?
4,000. Petition process.
We've presented five.
I agree, which really sounds like it's one. Okay. But you're going to have so many signatures from that I'll budget that for you.
42,000.
I don't think you have any opposition, which is going to have to go through them.
Because we got some bills for
the abatements or the vacation quarterly. So it comes up in January. We need to have it done ahead of time. Right? Help me out because you're okay.
You need to talk about it. Danger to grand jury questions, we are not over any line item within the 111 as of what is November 30th?
What is 111?
That's right.
Of course.
A quarter of the straight budget. That's what he's paying it from. Or he's telling us tagging it, sir.
That's total budget. Is like
47,000. So 47,000, we're not over on that whole budget.
Talk to me about. No, I'll get there. I'm in the wrong budget.
I'll tell you, in the court security, even if we could get a part-time person, that would be tremendous for us. We've got a couple of retired officers that would come back and work part-time.